possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I like it. Good start to the show, Jimmy. Chris Greer spoke to the media today, Crowder. Everyone loves to parse what he has to say and figure out if they said, if they agree with what he said and all that stuff. So we're going to talk about that today.
I don't like this day because I really like Chris Greer as a human.
I love Chris Greer.
He's a great person.
He didn't say anything today. I thought that was out of control. He didn't do the we trust in the O-line thing that, he did last season.
Yeah, I knew he was talking, and I saw it on Twitter. I just cringed. I was like, "Damn, I got to talk bad about my buddy."
Nah, I thought it was good. Sports talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll have some sound throughout the show of Chris Greer, spoke for a while up there. There's kind of a little bit of a recap from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald that I was going through. In fact, let's make that your football report. Miami football reports on QAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Couple notes from Barry Jackson. He says, Greer said the decision to pull back on big spending in free agency was not an edict from owner Stephen Ross. Greer said it was simply time to do a reset because of cap and roster management issues. The quote is, Steve has never given us a directive on how to do it. Adding that he and Dolphins executive Brandon Shore, quote, spend time with Ross and Tom Garfinkel and Mike McDaniel. At some point, Greer said, you have to reset. When you make aggressive moves like we have made for a few years, you have to reset and start it over. It's not sustainable. For us, he continued, it was just good business. We had to get younger. At some point, if you don't reset fast enough, it's not good cap-wise. We got to a point where we felt that this was the right time to do it, but to the point we also have a good roster to win games. We've been very happy so far. Nevertheless, it's all about winning, he said. We're never going to be a step back. Our goal is to try to get in the playoffs and win games. Used the word reset a couple of times there.
Yeah. You had to tighten up, get younger as a thing of get rid of expensive vets, which they did. And I do believe it. If you see what Stephen Ross does, Stephen Ross isn't pinching pennies.
Nope.
Like, sometimes it's BS, but Stephen Ross, if you look at the facilities, look at everything he's done, bringing the F1 and all that stuff, he's not pinching pennies. So I do believe that.
couple other notes from Barry Jackson. He says, Greer said there's been no setback with tight end Darren Waller, who hasn't practiced fully yet. Greer said rookie running back Ollie Gordon II came in heavy because he intentionally gained weight to handle a heavy college workload. The team told him to lose weight, and he came back 10 pounds lighter. What else? Greer said the level of self-policing among players is something unlike he has ever witnessed here. He cited Mike McDaniel's speech to his team earlier this offseason, preaching accountability. A couple other notes we'll talk about throughout the program today. I want to jump in the headlines with Solana because Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Will Manso is going to join us today. Who else on the show today? Alex Dono going to talk a little Notre Dame and Miami Hurricanes, which if you were on our YouTube page yesterday, the comments under Danny Cannell's segment are interesting, to say the least. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
I thought you were going to say something there, Crowder. He took a nice little breath there. I thought there was something coming out.
Oh, I got on my Notre Dame shirt. Because, you know, me and Marcus Freeman.
Notre Dame shirt? You're wearing a Notre Dame shirt on the Canes flagship radio station, Canes Notre Dame Week?
I got this straight from Marcus Freeman. You hear about how deep my voice is? That means
it's give
serious.
A bleep if you got it straight from Newt Rockne.
See how voice deep my voice is.
That you're wearing a Notre Dame shirt?
I got a free. Nobody gave me a free UM shirt.
You had to wear it this week?
I get dressed in the dark. I got to wake up at 5:45 a.m.
You're wearing a Notre Dame shirt on WQAM the Wednesday before they open the season against Notre Dame?
I'm jinxing them.
That's embarrassing, man.
I thought you believed in jinx.
I don't think you, you wearing that shirt is a jinx. You're right.
Good day.
I'm gonna... like Solana today. He was at Toro Toro. He was doing some grilling over at Toro Toro. And they have such good food there and such great steaks. I love Toro Toro. We've all been there. But I feel like it's Solana when he put his knee on the court at the Kaseya Center and completely sent the heat season into a tizzy. I feel like him behind the grill at Toro Toro can only affect their food in a negative way. How could they possibly overcome that?
You went in the kitchen at Toro Toro?
Guys, this is actually my last show. Chef Victor from Toro Toro was so impressed, he wants me to go work for them full time. So this
your brother DM'd me, because there's video on Instagram. Your brother DM'd me, was lucky that the flame was already lit by the time you got there.
What was it, make a wish? Little guy wants
there.
To cook.
They saw him back there. You wish you went to a different restaurant.
Let like, the little guy cook.
I picked the wrong day to go to Toro Toro. Imagine, we rave about Toro Toro for months, years on this show. Yeah. You show up and you see Solana behind the grill. You must be like, what movie what did I stumble into here?
I'm going to walk down the water, the riverfront, whatever it's called, and just eat whatever they have.
Listen, man, there's a reason. They call me Picanha Papi. I mean, nobody's been able to flip that picanha the way I just did today, bro.
There's a reason we called Jimmy El Baño, but nobody needs to hear the story.
El Baño.
Did you drop a Newt Rockne reference? Did I hear that correctly? Is that the guy that would always wear the hat at Notre Dame, the old geezer?
I think he was the first coach at Notre Dame, wasn't he? Newt Rockne?
I just remember
he was a
the
Notre
hat.
Dame coach. I don't know what he wore.
Are you thinking of? I think you might be thinking of Tom Landry with the Cowboys.
Maybe.
This is not an easy competition, Canes fans. I don't know if y'all understand that.
Not many Newts.
There's a K in there as well. I believe it's K-N-U. Newt.
Yeah, Newt. Mm-hmm.
Newts get in my house all the time. Well,
why are you getting defensive? I'm just letting you know.
Because he's one of the most famous college coaches in the history of the world, and you're giving a spelling lesson on his name, and you're 20 years old, and you don't know who he is.
Canute.
I'm guessing you thought it was Canute Rockne, which is why you mentioned the K.
No, I'm just letting you know there's a K in there. In case you didn't know, Hawk, I was just letting you know. Yeah. Not many people know how to spell his name. I do. Not many people.
I'm sitting. He didn't have the best teeth in the world.
He played. They didn't have dentists back then.
He played.
I'm not kidding you. He played at Notre Dame in 1910. He died in 1931.
Man.
Oh, wow. He's only 43 years old.
Cadet.
Terrible. Too soon.
That's not funny.
It's too soon.
Too soon. 90 years. I think is a thumbs up.
He passed away before World War II. 100 years ago, man.
Look at you knowing your history. How about that?
Yeah. What do you think he'd have called me?
Something. The K would have been silent as well.
What up, coach?
The Miami Dolphins, by the way, they have signed a ton of players to their practice squad. No surprise there. They have to fill those spots. They did claim Juju Brents off waivers from the Indianapolis Colts. They go after Mike Hilton. They go after Xavier Howard. We go after Juju Brents. Take that, Shane Steichen.
He had some decent stats. I was looking at his stats, but he's been very injured throughout his career.
Yeah.
What does Juju Brents play?
Cornerback.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
That's where we need help.
It's where they're cutting corners, obviously. Like, there's no question. That's where they're cutting it. Chris Greer talking about cutting corners. They're cutting the financial stability.
We told you what the entire room was making. The entire room was making like $14 million this season. Yeah.
And they add the guy yesterday made three. So now it's 17.
Oh, Rasul Douglas.
Rasul Douglas, yeah, it's under $20 million. We were paying Jalen Ramsey 20-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, his stats are all right. I mean, nothing like Riley Patterson stats, but yeah, they were pretty good.
Boy, you are gonna sweat that one out, man. There are some kickers available that I believe were better than Riley Patterson. So I'm not certain what the choice was there, but they went with Riley Patterson, and he does not compare statistically to Jason Sanders, but I am not getting into that again.
Can't go 3 days in a row. I had a headache all night.
Welcome.
Solana's behind the grill, the texter says. It's El Doro Doro.
I'd leave.
The Lamb gang should be excited. Kendall Lamb is back.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Cam Smith to the non-football injury list. Those are kind of your big takeaways from what Chris Greer talked about and Dolphins moves over the past couple hours. Tonight, just some local stuff. The Marlins are playing right now. They were losing 3-0.
Losing 6-0 now, top of the fourth.
They blew an insane game yesterday. Just a total collapse by them. They gave up 9 in the 9th inning. Yeah.
Yeah. Could have used some runs.
Could have used some runs.
Wonder who would have provided some offense. Oh, anyway, 7-0 now, Braves. 8-0 now, Braves.
How's Marcy doing?
Not enough.
What is it, an auction over there? They're just auctioning off runs?
9, 10, can I hear 11 runs? 8-0, top of the fourth.
And Inter Miami, Jimmy's sporting Heron's kit today. Inter Miami plays a massive matchup tonight against Orlando City, and I was told from Daniel that it looks like some good news potentially regarding Leo Messi's status, Jordi Alba's status as well. We'll find out a little bit closer to kickoff tonight from Chase Stadium. Semifinal, Leagues Cup, Inter Miami, Orlando City.
Cool.
Your weather, it's rainy in El Portal. I know it's rainy in parts of South Florida. Drive safely, everybody. Back to Cahock.
Oh, Myers Leonard, wish he kept the K silent. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. You looking to get nailed?
Huh?
Shingles. I'm talking about shingles.
Oh, goodness.
I'm talking about
gracious.
Shingles. What were you thinking? Oh.
Not shingles.
I've twice had a home here in South Florida where I needed to replace the roof. So I'm speaking from experience here. If your home needs a new roof or just a repair, my guy Party Peter at Perfect Choice Roofing has you covered. Remember this website, roofhotline.com. Perfect Choice Roofing offers instant range estimating, meaning You can get a price range of your roof within 30 seconds and see different roof options at the same time. Again, all you have to do is visit roofhotline.com. And like I said, maybe you don't need an entire new roof. I hope you don't. If you do, Perfect Choice Roofing. If maybe you just need some repairs or you're trying to prevent needing an entire roof replacement, go to the website. Don't let a little problem with the roof become a major problem. Take care of it now at roofhotline.com. Party Peter and roofhotline.com, they've got you covered. There's no job that they can't do. So if you're looking for a reliable company that offers the best manufacturer warranty, like a 30-year warranty, contact Perfect Choice Roofing and roofhotline.com. Again, whether it's an entire new roof or just a repair, Party Peter and Perfect Choice Roofing have you covered. Visit the website right now. It's roofhotline.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua. Zach.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Gelb here. In a moment, I want to talk about the Hard Rock Bet app first. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, make today the day, because you're going to want to get in on some action on Sunday night. I mean, who are we even kidding here? Miami getting 2 points at home. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets instantly after placing a $5 bet. That's right. Bet $5, get $150 in your account right away. So sign up today. Real football is just a week away, a little over a week away. Get ready to bet and win. Obviously, college football is back. European soccer is back. The Hard Rock Bet app is your go-to app to wager on everything from goals and player props to yellow cards and more, all with just a few easy taps. Refer your friends to the Hard Rock Bet app. You'll both score a bonus bet up to $50. It's up to $50 for you and up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together, roll with us on Hard Rock Bet. Make sure you follow Hard Rock Bet on social media as well, because you'll see some of the huge tickets that they pay out. Make sure you download the Hard Rock Bet app today. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And I'm going to be betting Miami money line Sunday night at plus 110 because who needs the two stinking points? I may actually make it Miami minus 7 or so and see if that's up at like plus 300 or something. That's how confident I am. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Stop saying the under. I don't want to see a boring defensive game. Guys all over the under 49 and a half.
Goodness,
all
I got
over it.
Small mortgage on the under.
Before we talk football with Gelby, I always remind you the best place to get geared up for Canes and Dolphin season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb can be heard weekday afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. Comes to us each week from the WFAN studios in New York City. Is the Miami Notre Dame game Sunday night on your docket? Obviously, it's the Sunday night game, but is that one of the biggies that jumps out at you as you look over the weekend of college football coming up?
No, absolutely. You know, it gets really started on Saturday where you have Texas and Ohio State. That's the biggest one. Then we'll see if the quarterback for Florida State could cash the check that he's been writing, and Thomas Castellanos, who got benched last year by Boston College, and now he's going after Alabama. And then at night, you have the battle of Death Valley between LSU with Brian Kelly, Tiger family, going up against Clemson. And then you move into Sunday, and there's no doubt about it. You got a little South Carolina on the docket up against a potentially underrated Virginia Tech team. And then the big one Sunday night, Notre Dame and Miami. And a game that I have a lot of questions about. I'm curious what CJ Carr is going to look like. I'm curious what Carson Beck is going to look like. Notre Dame on paper is the better team, but it's week one, so anything could happen.
Did you notice, Crowder, that he didn't mention the Florida Long Island University game over the weekend? He was mentioning some of the big games. And, I'm a Long Island guy. Yeah, did you overlook that one? Because Long Island University may give Florida a run for their money.
Let me tell you, I am fascinated by how we're going to be talking about Florida at the end of the year because everyone's slobbering over DJ Lagway. Everyone had Billy Napier fired last year in October. And usually when someone is fired and then he wins you back, then the next year they usually want to fire you again. Like it just happened with Neil Brown at West Virginia. People hated the guy. Then they're like, oh, we'll tolerate him for a little bit more. We like him. And then it was, okay, you're gone and we'll bring back Rich Rod. So I have no feel on Florida entering this year because everyone's telling me they're going to be this, they're going to be that, they're going to be great. And usually when that happens, I just elect to go the other way and I just don't buy it.
I look at they're minus 45 and a half. I said, yeah, let me
just the line. Wow.
But you know what? My alma mater in a few weeks, they are home and they play Temple plays Oklahoma. And I started to think what that spread's going to be, even though I'm a big fan of Casey Keeler, the new coach. I'm starting to think that's going to be like a 65 and a half point spread or something like that. So, LIU must be good then. That's a little light.
Florida's not very good.
DJ Lagway can play. I don't know. They said Napier stayed around because I guess the sophomore class was so good going now being a junior. That's what I heard because I know some of the Bull Gators.
Napier to me stayed because of DJ Lagway. Like he got like Lagway's there. If Napier would have left, I think Lagway would have entered the transfer portal. And that's what happens now in a lot. It's actually tougher to get fired as a head coach now in college football because of how easy it is for players to transfer out. And like, look, when Nick Saban, obviously that's a legendary Nick Saban, when he elected to retire and they brought in Kalen DeBoer, who was just in a national championship game at Washington, you still had players that entered the transfer portal. Like look at Caleb Downs, who's one of the best defensive players in the country. He's been on Ohio State now for the last two seasons because of that.
Do you think, is there anybody in that top, those top teams that you think is fraudulent? Because this Clemson is getting me. Everybody's praising Clemson. Clemson was not good last year. They love Klubnik. They have a front four that six guys are going in the first two rounds. I watched them last year. I'm not impressed by Clemson. I don't know why everybody has them ranked so high.
Well, I think it's a bigger problem in college football. I don't think you need to be great anymore to win a national championship. Like, you don't need to be the Canes teams from back in the day. You don't need to be LSU when they had Orgeron and Burrow and Jefferson, even when Michigan was undefeated a few years ago. Like, look at Ohio State. After they lost to Michigan, they had a talented team, the most talented team in the country. But did anyone think they were going to win a national championship? No, but it's just survival of the fittest as you go through the ups and downs of what is now not only a full season, but then a 12-game or 12-team college football playoff. So I'm someone that never – the last few years I've been really down on Dabo Swinney because he's just like, he hasn't even won the ACC all the time. I know he won it last year, but the standard there that he built to his credit at Clemson is to win a national championship. And you look at Penn State. I don't ever trust them in the big game. But as we go into this year, Penn State and Clemson are both very good teams. I don't know if we have a great team in college football entering this season. And I do think it's going to be another one of those years where a very good team wins a national championship. So, yeah, I think Clemson, and I'm strict on these teams, I think Clemson can win a national championship this year.
Yeah, but don't you love the parity, Gelb? I would argue the 12-team college football playoff already in just one season has proven to be a success. I mean, you could argue whether or not the right teams got in at the end. We all feel like Miami should have, despite them not getting in. And obviously Alabama had a case last season also. But I think, you know, you saw a season ago, you could lose a game, you could lose two games, still be a great team, and still have the opportunity late to put it all together.
So last year, like, remember when the NBA play-in tournament was introduced? Like, you had that run where, oh, you got LeBron and Steph in it. And then, oh, you had the Heat, right? Didn't they make a run from the play-in tournament to the NBA finals? So things happened where it ended up working. Now, do we really give a rat's ass about the NBA play-in tournament? Like, do we care who 7 and 8 is? And
that means a lot.
9 and 10. Okay.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay, so I'll ask that question to Hawk and Crowder and just forget, like, and we'll pretend Solana's name isn't on the show anymore.
Both the tournament and Solana's name would disappear.
Yeah. Last year, everyone stubbed their toe, got back up, then stubbed it again, then got back up. I'm just curious if things aren't as crazy as it was last year, if it's that great. And people were still bitching about the first weekend, the first games. They thought it was bad. So 12 is fine. I think it's fine. But we're already having talks 14, 16, or the Big Ten's drawing out 24 or 28. Like, what the F are we doing? That's way too many teams. They should have just gone from 4 to 8 and then expand from there if they wanted to. 4 to 12 is too drastic of a jump, and it's going to be more than 12 coming up soon.
I want to jump into the NFL before we run out of time with Gelby. And by the way, congratulations are in order. Did we see that you nationally for Compass Media are going to be hosting the pregame show nationally for the Dallas Cowboys radio broadcasts?
Yeah, so a very exciting opportunity where I'm going to do 4 Cowboys games this year, pre, half, and post, and then 2 other national NFL games to be determined. So, you know, I was just channeling my inner Alejandro Solana. You know, he was on those Heat broadcasts, and I said, for the first time in my life, I said, I got to be like Solana and get involved on a team broadcast.
It's very much like Gino Toretta has Touchdown Radio, or Appel, you know, does broadcast for Sports USA. Compass broadcast games nationally, and they do a lot of Cowboys games.
So yeah, they have partnerships.
You want to have Crowder on to talk about Dak Prescott week one?
I got you. Yeah, anything that I said in the past about the Dallas Cowboys, I strike it from the record. And I think Channing Crowder is one of the great frauds that we ever had. This guy was a coward saying 4-4-4, I love you, 4, slobbering and basically mouth swapping with Dak Prescott, then comes on my show and absolutely eviscerate him. Dak Prescott's the best quarterback in the league. F Mahomes.
Welcome to the game, Gelby. Welcome to the game. Jerry Jones, what a guy, right? I mean, what a guy.
Let me tell you, Jerry Jones, everything that he did and when handling Jimmy Johnson was 100% right as well. And Micah Parsons, what a clown that guy is. Tell his agent to go shove it.
Don't worry, Gelb. I talked bad about people for a decade. I get them on the podcast and I'm their best friend. Yeah. I mean, hey, what's up, big man? Love you to death.
Well, you know what I do? Stephen A. Smith does this, and I start catching myself doing this more and more. I really like this guy. He's a really good dude, but, and then I absolutely just destroy the person.
Yeah. You know, I had that run-in with Big Justice and AJ, Big Boom AJ and Boca, and Crowder has eviscerated these guys for
big,
a year.
Big, fat meatballs.
And, oh, how's that for a new banger? That
it's
is a new banger.
Stuck in my head.
Their new song, Big Fat Meatballs, mentions Gabagool in it. I mean, these guys are kismet with me. But anyway, Crowder has ripped them for over a year.
Ridiculous.
The moment he meets them, man, love what you do with Big Fat Meatballs.
Yeah.
Crowder spent a year. Jimmy has gone to a couple of Savannah Bananas games. My wife is intrigued by the Savannah Bananas. We've watched him on TV. Crowder torched the whole idea of the Savannah Bananas.
Like,
and then
baseball,
I don't know if you watched the
grown
Pivot
men
podcast.
Playing around on stilts.
I don't know if you watched the Pivot podcast. It seemed like they had some sort of paid partnership with the Savannah Bananas. Well, and Crowder has startlingly changed his tune on how entertaining so their entertaining baseball games are.
Can I defend Crowder? Crowder tells you he's a whore. He doesn't act like a whore and then tell you that he is a virgin. This guy could be bought, and the price is not that high to buy Channing Crowder.
It's not. I think I've told you the story. So when we used to work at 790 The Ticket years ago, and Sid Rosenberg was the morning guy, we had our holiday party at a restaurant in Parkland that he had endorsed for 3 years, talking about, this is better than Cafe Moderano. This place, this is my go-to. You know how Sid is. And he's going on and on. I mean, for years, telling us, we'd do the holiday party there. And I remember Levitard leans over to him and he's like, I don't think this food's very good. And Sid looks around and he goes, my whole life is a lie.
Can I ask a personal question here?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Let it go.
No, I think Hawk may get, I don't know if you're going to get annoyed at me or not. And I've been following this from afar, but I keep on seeing you doing these Stu Gatz appearances. Do you feel like Stu's using you to just maybe say some bad things about Dan since I guess they had a split?
Oh, I don't care if he's using me. It gives me a forum to say bad things about them. what do I care?
I've just noticed mutually
using each other.
I haven't really like followed it that much, but I keep on seeing clips of you hanging out with Stu. And then I read this article that Stu doesn't like Dan anymore. And I go, is my guy Hawk just getting used to really voice the true opinions of Stu Gatz?
I'm happy to get used if I get something in return.
Hey, yeah. You're a whore too.
check out the Crowder episode, Stupidity.
Yeah, Crowder's on. Stupidity renamed Stu Gatz and Company today. Stu Gatz and Company.
I've only seen Hawkman's appearance.
Today.
Just I haven't seen Crowder's appearance. No, yeah. Didn't come up
real
with my timeline.
NFL-wise, congrats on the Cowboys job. I just saw on sportsbetting.ag, odds first NFL coach fired this season. You want to guess who it is, Gil?
McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel is 2-1 right now over Brian Daboll, who I think was the favorite just a few weeks ago. So,
but he has Dort now, so that connection maybe gives him more of a leash.
I told you last week you guys were Jackson Dart crazy, and you tried to deny it. Now you're telling me because he's got Jackson Dart, he's going down the
list. So I'm actually really annoyed with this show.
Fired.
I think you're all a bunch of a-holes, and here's why. Last week, I have a video out there criticizing the Giants for drafting Jackson Dart. I thought they should have drafted Shedeur Sanders. And I told you guys last week, I don't even think the guy is even all that good. Now, he's playing well in the preseason, but with what he's done in the preseason, I'd rather see him over Russell Wilson. Then you guys put out a headline, Zach Gelb loves Jackson Dart. Where the heck did I ever say that?
I don't even know where to write the
You're
headline.
You're a big,
so
fat New Yorker Giant fan, which I am not a big, fat New Yorker anymore, slightly less fat, and I'm not a Giant fan, and then you're like slobbers over Jackson Dart, something I've never done.
Solana, that sounds like your department there.
All
sounds
I heard, like he was annoyed about the Stone Crabs last week, all the bashing we did of him.
All I heard during that entire segment, other than Gelb having terrible taste in food, is that he's a huge, huge New York Giants fan, and he loves Jackson Dart. He wants him to start. That's all I heard.
The Giants produced the two worst sports losses of my life.
You have two Super Bowls. Stop.
Six of them, actually. But
it's not you. He says he's not a Giants fan.
Yeah, very annoyed here with Solana. Can I ask one more question here in the NFL world?
Go ahead.
All right. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift just got engaged yesterday. The only one that didn't know that was Mike McDaniel, which is crazy to me. So Solana has the Kelce kind of mustache. He's a Kelce wannabe. Hawk, I think, could actually ordain the wedding. And then Channing is just a star. Out of the three of you, who do you think is most likely to get invited to the wedding?
Me. I've met Travis Kelce.
He so did. They had Kelce on the pivot.
I drank with him in Kansas City a couple years ago.
Here's the thing, though. I have a Boca Raton connection with them. You know, they have a house here in Boca.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh, my Siri just went off when I said that. Well, that was weird.
Actually, Taylor Swift plays pickleball, and I am Kendall's most prominent pickleball player. All that has to happen is one tournament. We get paired up.
Where did
together.
You buy that medal that you were showing doubles. Fred Taylor, by the way, yesterday?
Gracious.
Won it. You get it off Amazon?
Won it. All I have to do is get paired up with the T-Swizzle team, Mix 4.0, her and I, kindred spirits on the pickleball court.
Look at the people on the podium that he's playing against, because he's one. Look at two.
Yeah, my uncle has one leg was playing up against Solana. Yeah,
well, it looks like it's a podium. It's actually two people are leaning down next to him on their walkers. So it looks like he's standing in the middle of a podium.
And by the way,
on the ground.
Do you know what? Actually, my uncle does have two legs. I was just making a joke. He'll like call me. I was listening on the radio. You said I had one leg. Crowder, he is an elite pickleball player. I think we should do Uncle Kenny up against Solana.
I'll be in Long Island. I'm going to Long Island this weekend.
He lives in Florida. Even better. He's 72 years old. He would kick your effing ass.
We have to make this happen.
Bet money.
He has to lose to a 72-year-old man.
Bet money.
How do we make this happen, Yeldy?
I'll text my uncle. I'm sure he would like to do this. And he lives in a community, so you would just go to him and then have him play.
I asked him if he's heard of the Dink Club. Solana loves playing at the Dink Club. And if he doesn't play on his home court, he's going to complain about the conditions because he did it when he lost in tennis to Ira Winderman in his 60s and Joe Rose in tennis.
I don't play on
in
clay.
His 70s.
I don't play on
oh,
clay.
Oh, so he already has a track record of losing to senior citizens.
Yeah, he's going to get wiped off the court by your uncle.
Hey, set it up with the old geezer, Gelb. Let me know.
You got it. I'll ask
you. We got to go.
He would happily
go.
Do
Zach
it and he would murder
we got
you.
Stuff to do. We got stuff to do. Hey, Gelb. Listen to Zach Gelb.
The Crowder family's missing some feet, though. Seriously.
Every actor, and that's no joke. That happens to me.
Deion Sanders and Channing Crowder have the same feet, I hear.
If Crowder has a pool party for his extended family and there's 18 people there, you're going to see 9 shoes.
Yeah. A lot of Crocs.
They swim in circles.
My whole life is a lie. All right, Zach Gelb, listen to him on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Be well.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.